Today's gospel, I got asked one time, Father Charlie, why is Jesus not allowing his mother to be complimented in today's gospel? It can almost seem at first glance that Jesus is almost deflecting away what is being said of the Blessed Mother. But I think we have to really reflect on the words he says. And he begins by saying, rather, blessed is the one who hears the word of God and follows what we've been asked to follow. Our Blessed Mother did exactly that. She so perfectly followed God's law and allowed the word of God to dwell within her that literally she bore our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ within her womb. Our Lord is helping to fine-tune the compliment that is being offered in today's gospel to help us understand in a fuller sense just how faithful our Blessed Mother had been and how our Blessed Mother helps always to lead us to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everything about our Blessed Mother is meant to help us to grow in relationship with Christ and brings things back to Christ. Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, is the Word of God. Our Blessed Mother literally knew the Word better than any of us because she internalized that Word to such a degree that it lived within her. I don't know if you've ever met someone who knows Scripture so well. I'm not talking about the reciting of chapter and verse, but I'm meaning that they've internalized Scripture so well in their heart that they literally live it out. And they might not be necessarily quoting chapter and verse when they speak many times, but when you speak, you get a sense of how well they know Scripture because of how they're literally living it out in everything that they do. That is what our Blessed Mother did, and what our Lord is trying to inspire all of us to do in our lives as well. To study God's Word, but to allow God's Word to become truly alive within us and to help it to be something that brings life to others as well. Last week I mentioned of how I've been very concerned about how the deadly sin of pride has been manifesting itself greatly in our society. And our Blessed Mother is an exemplar of the virtue of humility. Because pride, as a reminder, has the false god of self. When we're proud, we make something about ourselves when it has nothing to do with us. Sometimes we make it about ourselves by saying something awesome that happened is because we're awesome, even though it was perhaps the awesomeness of someone else and their works that actually led about that. That can be one form of pride. But another way a form of pride can be when we think something bad happens, and because something bad happened, it's our fault, and we make it about ourselves when, again, it was the fault or responsibility of someone else. Pride can manifest in either form. But our Blessed Mother perfectly shows humility, because it's never about her. And I think that's a lot of the reason why people have a hard time understanding the Catholic Church's teachings on Mary, because we're so accustomed as human beings to focusing on a person. And I think it's hard for some to grasp the fact that Mary lives out humility to such a degree that everything she does is about her son. She is so humble in that way. Everything she does is meant to bring glory to God and not to be focusing on herself. That's why we ask for her intercession. We say, Mary, pray for us, just as we'll use that same for all the saints. Because we want to imitate her humility and how she was able so to focus on God rather than focusing on herself. Believe it or not, when we struggle with pride, a very good prayer is the Hail Mary. or to pray any Marian prayer, the Rosary in particular. Because again, our Blessed Mother is the exemplar of humility. And so if we choose to ask for her intercession, she will help teach us how to be truly humble and to not make things about ourselves when they have nothing to do with us. Now again, I keep mentioning this phrase of how pride makes things about ourselves when it has nothing to do with us. And what do I mean by that? There can be ways sometimes that someone will make a comment or a phrase and someone takes it personally. And the person who offered that was not trying to take down or insult the other person. They were trying to comment on something that goes on. But if someone is struggling with a sense of pride, they will receive the words of another and they'll take it personally even when it wasn't meant in that way. Again, making something about ourselves when it has nothing to do with us. I think this is one of the reasons why our society is having an ever greater challenge of engaging in rational dialogue and of being able to debate each other without taking things personally. Because pride has reached such a level that we can no longer separate those things out. Everything becomes about us, even when a particular argument or point has nothing to do with us, we can make it about us. I know it's something that I've had to reflect on my life. If I'm ever debating someone and I start to notice myself getting upset or angry, I'll pray oftentimes in my mind a prayer of humility, and always I'll find the reaction that I was having will go away because I was starting to make something about myself when it had nothing to do with me. And I think we can apply that concept in so many different ways in our lives. But the Blessed Mother, again, shows us a different way. I'm also always struck by our Blessed Mother and her example of beauty. Our Blessed Mother is the most beautiful among all women. But that's, again, the fascinating thing. It's not because of herself. She's most beautiful because of how she so perfectly reflects God's glory. And because of how she reflects God's glory to the world, that is why she is beautiful. Her beauty literally has nothing to do with herself. It has everything to do with God. I wish more were able to see beauty in that sense, of how the beautiful is who takes God's glory and manifests it, so it no longer becomes about them, but again, it becomes about God. And this concept about bringing things back to God is again why we celebrate this solemnity of the Assumption. Assumption means that our Lord took our Blessed Mother and brought her body, mind, and spirit into heaven, that she did not die and enter into eternal life like the rest of us do, but because of how she was without sin, she received this special privilege of being assumed into heaven. But even that word assumed is different than the word we use when we celebrate Jesus's ascension. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he did it by his own power. Someone can only be assumed by the power of another. So once again, we remember how, yes, our Blessed Mother went straight to heaven, but not by her own power, because God chose to assume her into heaven by that power of God. And she allowed herself to be assumed. Our Blessed Mother is a perfect exemplar of receptivity. She was always willing to receive from God. I know that something that I used to struggle with in my life was receiving. Whether it be compliments, whether it be gifts, I oftentimes would not want someone to do that. It changed when I realized how I was being proud. If you ever have a hard time, by the way, taking a compliment or receiving a gift, it goes back to the deadly sin of pride. Because ultimately, any gift or compliment isn't really about ourselves. If someone compliments us, it's because we were who God created us to be. and we lived out that mission that God gave us to be. To not receive a compliment is to reject the mission and identity that God has given us. When we're given a gift, again, so often it's not about ourselves. Someone else loves us, cares about us, was concerned about us, that they wanted to give us something to show and make manifest that love. And so when we choose not to receive that gift, we're essentially rejecting that person. When we're proud, we reject God. And we think that we can do it ourselves in self-reliance. Our Blessed Mother practiced an active receptivity in the ways that she cooperated with God's grace and God's power. She knew that she didn't have to do it herself because God wanted to do it in her, with her, through her. And so because of that receptivity, she was able to do all things. If we allowed ourselves to receive more of what God desires to give us on a daily basis, we'd be amazed at the difference. So often we think the saints are so holy because of all the amazing things that they do. The saints are holy because of the complete way that they allow themselves to receive God and allow God to do all the things through them that God desired to do on a daily basis. Our Blessed Mother, again, being that epitome of sainthood, is that exemplar for all of us. So I invite us today to reflect, how can we be proud by making something about ourselves when it has nothing to do with us? How we can grow in humility, especially asking for our Blessed Mother's intercession, whether it be the Hail Mary, any other Marian prayer, the Rosary, and realizing, like Mary realized, that if someone truly wants to be holy, they have to have a heart that is truly open to actively receive what God desires. Ultimately, it's not about us, but it's very much about God and what God desires to do through us if we're humble enough.